Hi, I'm Catherine Kingdon and I make figures and vessels out of clay. This is my second contactless creativity workshop. And so if you've been doing them for a while, you may have done my clay bird project a few weeks ago. Just a little bit about me. I'm lucky enough to have my work in a number of galleries. I also work to commission and sell online. I've always loved drawing and making things. And in the early days, I got a lot of pleasure from making gifts and cards for my friends and family. Gave me time to think deeply about those people and also gave me the incentive to take extra care over the work. I wanted to make something which would be special for them. These days, I use my skills to do this for others and try to put as much love and care into each piece as I did them. That's what I had in mind when putting together this week's project, the clay bunting of appreciation. On day one, you'll have time to think about a person or people you want to make your bunting for and then sketch some ideas. On day two and three, you'll scale up one of your ideas and use the Dazed drying clay from your pack to make the pieces of the bunting. On day four and five, you'll paint and put it together. I've made the instructions quite prescriptive, but you really don't have to follow them to the letter. You might even enjoy the project more if you don't. Read them through a few times before you begin. You can do each task in your own way and in your own time, and once you understand what the aim is and why. I hope that you enjoy making your bunting. Don't worry if it doesn't look super professional. It really is the thought that counts. I've put a piece of work in for you. That's a greeting card, which shows my sculpture Lean On Me. I like the way the two characters seem so happily supporting each other. The way they're positioned also helps them get through the kiln without collapsing. In the kiln, the temperature goes up to 1230 degrees centigrade. At this temperature, a solitary figure's skinny little legs can bend and the piece can become off balance. These two figures have supported each other through the intense heat. You can see why they appreciate each other. In your pack, you should have six pieces of paper, as well as all the materials. Four of those describe the project, and the other two are to help you. Well, one's an introduction, and on the back, it has my ideas design sheet, which we'll talk about later. And the other one is preparing your work area. And on the back of that, it has some detail about how you can add texture, what should be in the pack, and how you join two pieces of clay together.